up to 70% off. That's right, at Court Furniture Clearance Center. Get up to 70% off new retail prices and choose from a wide variety of previously leased furniture and decor for your home or office. Sofas from $199.99, bedroom sets from $399.99, dining sets from $299.99, and more. All items are Court certified, guaranteed, and in stock, ready for delivery or to take home today. Make the smart choice and visit one of our 5 locations in the DMV or go online at courtclearancefurniture.com. Mention Radio 20 and get 20% off.
This is Bale Street, crime, finance, and everything in between. Hosted by Ira Gettleson, bail bondsman to the stars, and Danny Moses of The Big Short fame. This is Bale Street.
Hey everyone, we're back with another new episode of Bale Street. I'm Danny Moses.
I'm Ira Gettleson.
Today we got a packed episode. We have Alex Spiro, high-profile trial attorney from Quinn Emanuel, who represents many athletes, many other people, and has been in the news a lot lately. And one of his clients, who's a good friend of his as well, is Charles Oakley, who has joined us on the phone as well. So we're going to get caught up with everything going on with Oak. Ira, before we get to that, why don't we talk about what's going on in your world?
Well, I'm going to lead in, obviously, with a story, Oak. I don't know if you know that I bailed out Raymond Felton a long time ago. But I remember when I did the bail for Raymond, I was dealing with his high-profile attorney, and one of the questions they asked me was like, you know, well, what can we do with Raymond here? He's got to travel to Canada. Can he get out of here? I said, I don't give a fuck where he goes. He can go to Canada anytime he wants, you know, as long as he scores 20 and 10. So Raymond was obviously a good client, good man. Everything worked out for him. Ended up moving on from the Knicks. I think he went to Dallas, and everything worked out for him, and everything turned out great. So let's move on, and let's talk to Charles.
Well, let's talk to Alex a bit first, and then we're going to get to Charles. So, Alex, you've obviously done a lot of work with players and so forth, athletes. Why don't we start with currently what you're working on right now, maybe what's most important to you? I know you've been involved in the Fair Punishment Project, which I'd love to talk about as well. So why don't we start there and maybe...
Sure. You know, the conversations in the cases I'm handling are often private or confidential, but a lot of these folks, including Charles, have gotten involved in the criminal justice reform movement, and... you know, that's a good thing to talk about on the Bail podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
So what have you done in that arena?
Well, right now we're actually looking at trying to change bail here in New York. And
I know.
I'm with a bail bondsman, so I know this is a double-edged sword.
You guys can't see this right now, but Alex is working his way towards the wall as Ira inches closer. But
not that I need to, but yeah, that's true. Yeah. You know, the statistics I've heard are that there's 500,000 people every single night in America in jail who haven't been convicted of anything. And we set bail based on money, and we don't look at and evaluate how much money people have, and we set it. And so there's people sitting in jail that just can't pay their way out, and that's not right. And there are groups making changes all over the country in less liberal states than New York. Challenges under the Equal Protection Clause, challenges under the Sixth Amendment, the Eighth Amendment, and getting people out of jail and getting the system changed. And I think it's time to do that here in New York.
No, well, we can go back and forth on this. And, you know, obviously, me and Alex first met when Alex was a DA, and we went up and we did a surety hearing together, and we went back and forth bantering with each other, and that's how we became friends. But one thing that I've always talked about, and, you know, is judges and DAs see rap sheets before anybody else does. So, yes, there are a lot of people that are incarcerated, but, you know, they're seeing whether these people are having any type of accountability to show up in court if we are or we release them on its own recognizance in the beginning. So I understand the money situation, and I am all in on whether or not somebody should spend time incarcerated on low-level misdemeanor crimes. But what about felony crimes?
So, but that's the point, right? We're looking at a rap sheet when we're not evaluating the connectivity between the rap sheet and the amount of bail that we're setting. And so the old expression that it's better to be rich and guilty than poor and innocent really plays out with bail. Because as we know, if bail is set, a person is far more likely to give up. A person is far more likely to be convicted, more likely to have a higher jail sentence, more likely to not have access to a lawyer. And so you look at their rap sheet, but there's no, again, nexus to whether or not they can make bail. So $100 to them may be a ticket to remand. And so the bail, the rap sheet is nothing without a personal evaluation of would bring them back to court. $100 could bring somebody back to court.
Well, what about CJA downstairs that are checking these people out and seeing if they're, you know, evaluated to come upstairs and see if they're responsible enough to show up on their own, or
again, the evaluation of whether or not any bail should be set isn't as much of the issue as to what the dollar amount would be. And so if you set $1 bail on somebody that doesn't have $1, you are sealing their fate. And that's the problem. None of the things that you can point to, not the individual assessments that are done, are talking about the person's ability to personally make money bail. And that's really where the rubber meets the road.
Why don't we get Charles Oakley's opinion on this as we're talking about this. And prior to that, I just want you to know, Alex, that we have on the show talked about Promise, which
Jay-Z is involved in,
and we're big proponents of it. And you're 100% right that something needs to be done to fix this. So, Charles, you have thoughts on this?
I think it needs to change. I think some people have handlers who can get called, and some people might get arrested. And they can, once they allow you to make a call, after 2 or 3 hours, then they can get out the same night. But some people like that. It's sad because, like I said, a lot of people are locked up for no reason, and then they got a record. Some people have records, some people don't have records, but I experienced a lot of my friends growing up getting a chance, going to jail and not getting out, because sometimes your parents have to come and get you. When you're young, your parents come and get you. It's double jeopardy because sometimes you might say, well, let me stay here for 30 days or, just bail me out and get home. It could be more disciplined. So I think what Alan's doing, and a lot of people need to start looking into what people really going through in life, out here in the world. The world is a real danger, and people got to survive, and people going to do things, and all the time it's not the right thing to do.
Right, and we've talked about these private prisons in the past before that are getting their pockets lined, and they're lobbying Washington all the time to keep things as is or turn more of these federal and state prisons to the private sector, which actually is everyone's much worse off, the taxpayers. It's a big sham because taxpayers end up paying more for private prisons than they do for the public prisons, and the quality of the prisons for the most part is worse. So it goes all the way.
I had a case myself, and I just wanted to get it over because, like I said, more longer it goes, the more tax you have to pay, and we don't want to see money just thrown away, and we can come to a solution. Both sides come to agreement, and so I'm glad I cut it short, and other things going on with the case in life.
Charles knows from his time in Cleveland, from his time in New York, and from some of the cooking and other philanthropic things he does in poor communities, that if you hold somebody in on bail, it's not just the case, but they lose their jobs, they get disconnected from their families, they can't get their cell phones back, they can't get a new cell phone. It has such ramifications on their life moving forward. It can literally stop even just a night, can stop all their progress in a moment. And so, and Charles and I have discussed this.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah, I mean, listen, as a bail bondsman, and I make my money, Charles, from doing bail, I am a proponent for, low-level misdemeanor crimes and a lot of, first-time offenders. They shouldn't be incarcerated right away. They should, maybe have a DAT ticket or not put through the system, and I'm all for that. But, there's got to be a happy medium, and I talked this over with a lot of different people, because just letting everybody roam free like they're doing in New Jersey right now is not the issue either. And I don't know how you feel about that, Alex, but, they got people over there that were let out and ended up doing some real serious crimes.
Yeah, but if Jim Dolan committed a crime, I would just throw him. I would throw away the key.
Well, Charles, wouldn't you want to be just incarcerated with Jim for just about 20 minutes?
No, I mean, things happen in life. We just try to come to agreement that, it shouldn't happen. Being a billionaire owner of one of the nicest arenas, basketball team in the NBA, and this happened. People see this happen, and like, wow, how could this happen to me? This guy played there for many years. And so my thing with that is just, I know that other people out here in the streets go through stuff and don't have a chance. And I'm just glad I had a chance to fight to get my rights and get, met people on my side of the story, and they seen what happened. So a lot of people out here walking the streets don't have it. I just wish they had a chance. So my thing is I'm trying to help the people who, with this conversation, with this, talking on the phone about situations, people in the streets and who going to jail, and for getting them out and trying to help them, once they get out, the better they self. And that's what, Alex has talked to me about and trying to get involved, man. And like I said, I got a lot of friends in jail and did 15, 20 years. They might do some things wrong, but they had three strike rules in some states they don't. So when you still change the role two or three times, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, you know, they're gonna slap you hard on the wrist. So hopefully that, you know, that the people who coming up in life that, you know, things change, and hopefully that we're not, you know, getting back ourselves in a situation that, you know, 15, 20 years in jail ain't helping nobody.
I agree. I mean, listen, Alex, I know you do pro bono work, you know, and I'm not going to mention names, but I've done bails and not taken money from some families that were, you know, hardship victims, you know. So I understand what you're saying. You know, I agree. People have been incarcerated for a long, long time. And, you know, it's a tough thing. And it screws up everybody. It screws up all their families. It screws up everybody.
So we got a great Oak story. All right. So Ira and I were down in the Bahamas. It had to be 5-6 years ago.
Maybe, yeah, about that time.
We used to come down, Charles, for the
Michael Jordan golf tournament,
right? So you're out at the Cove playing craps like you always are, and we're at the blackjack table right next to you, and Michael Jordan's at the table all the way on the end.
Do you remember the shirt I was wearing? Charles, you might not remember, but I was walking around the Cove with an I Slept With Tiger shirt on.
Yeah, so that was back in the Tiger with. So Charles' back is towards the pool, and he's facing the bar. So you're on the end where you always are, Charles, because you can take up that whole space.
Right.
And you're calling an any crap and a C and E, which everyone out there
the one he loves
doesn't know. Craps an 11 on every come out. You always hedge.
Right.
You always hedge.
All right.
And I played with you before. I don't look at you when I roll a 7 out and lose everybody money. I kind of run quickly. But anyway, I was playing blackjack. So you called an any crap. It was a 2, 3, or 12. I couldn't see what it was. And the guy said, no, sir, you didn't call that. And you said to him, you go, when have I never ever not played an any on the come out roll? I think I said, sir, I don't know.
On
I don't hear.
Come out, yeah.
And you correct.
To a T on that one.
Hold on.
And you failed to come out roll in the next flow after the point. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Hold on, Charles. So Jordan now is his head perks up because I turn to my right and you take your chips and you have big hands, by the way, and as many as you could take out of that rack. You said, this isn't about the money, and you took the chips and you threw them in the pool. Do you remember this?
Into the pool, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I was right there next to you, and I shouted over, he always bets the any. And Michael runs over, hey, man, go get that money.
That was Michael's money. He was
No, it was funny, but that was quite a scene at the pool. It was crazy that they did that over.
Yeah, fine. He should have kept the tournament over there.
Yeah,
there people over there.
I don't know why he doesn't do that anymore, Michael.
Well, yeah, the Vegas even threw some at him, a different wrench in the street. And but I think the people there, you know, they get their shirt off their back and they so loyal over there, and they just like so generous just to see that many celebrities and, you know, entertainers and athletes being in one place at one time. So it was like you making people life better just that one weekend. Not even Christmas. It was a better than Christmas weekend because them people just never seen this stuff happen. It'd be some of everybody there.
It was great.
You believe who was there. People, L.A., New York,
yeah.
Boston,
oh,
all the best.
We had Gretzky, you had Lemieux,
you had
Hall.
We had a softball game one year. It was just unbelievable. People would believe it. It's probably I told some people, this might have been better than Grammy or the awards.
We had a great time.
It was like, and it was one-offs. Like Vince Coleman, who I know is very tight with Michael, was there. Like guys, and that was so fun.
We were down there. That was the weekend Bill Clinton was down. You remember when Clinton was down there?
Yeah,
Clinton played in the tournament. You know, we had Bond, we had
Smoltz.
I mean, just all Roger Clemens. I mean, just think about it. You
know,
all the running backs. You had Marcus Allen. You had what's the name? Ed Dickerson. It just had all of them.
It's a shame, too, because Michael hates to gamble, so I'm surprised that he called the thing off.
Hates gambling.
What did you say?
I said it's a shame that Michael called it off because he hates gambling. So.
Yeah, right, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, a former partner of mine played in his grouping, and I think lost good six figures to Michael on the course that day. And, well, you know, at night in that back room there, I saw my friend go over and give Michael a stack of I've never seen that color chip before because I only go up to about purple.
Not the brown. The brown was five.
Yeah. The brown chips, exactly. Yeah. So that was a great story. Well, you needed Alex down there with you at the craps table. He could have verified.
Well, Alex, you know, he gonna lay down the law and make sure it's right. You know, it's one of the best guys I've met, you know, with my case and before my case, I heard about it, but once we got involved, you know, my second hand on my case, and, you know, we've been just closed ever since.
Well, let me say this about Alex. First of all, we're friends, and we break each other's balls as much as we can. But
he's very intense, Alex. You know, I mean, I'm looking right now. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, well, he thinks
because I want to see what Ira's going to say something inappropriate about the bail system in New Jersey.
Well, I mean. Well, you know what's going on in New Jersey. I don't want to get into that with you right now.
I'm not even guilty of anything. I'm going to plead out right now, Alex. I lost. Go ahead.
But I met Alex, obviously, when he was on the other side, and his passion as a DA was the same passion that he has now as a defense attorney. And we have done business. We have grown together, both as young men. And, you know, Alex is he takes every client is from the guy he does pro bono to a celebrity client the same way. And he never has time for you. His big thing is, I don't want to talk to you. I just want to email you, which I have a problem with because I have a flip phone. So we go back and forth on that. But, you know, Alex, let me ask you a few questions, obviously. You know, obviously you represent Charles, but you represent other celebrity athletes and entertainers. And, you know, how do you feel about, you know, representing them compared to representing Joe Schmo on the street?
It's exactly the same. The only difference, maybe, is that after I represent them, I try to pull them into the same thing you guys are trying to do here. I try to convince them that it wouldn't have been the same for them if they didn't have access to the same lawyer, the same access to the same resources, and don't they want to stick around and fight? I sit with them in courtrooms. I talk about some of the issues that you mentioned with the Fair Punishment Project, some of the issues I've seen on both sides of this, and a lot of them have stayed involved and stuck with it. You know, a lot of people I represent, you know, it's never public. The issue or whatever flies over their head.
You would just do an Edelman, right? You just did Julian Edelman?
Sure. And those folks, you talk to them about, you know, how the system works and how it fails, and they're gripped by it, and it's a real movement right now. And I think finally something is going to be changed in the bail system and even more so. And you get people on both sides of the fence about mass incarceration and drug laws and things, but people who haven't even been convicted of anything. I mean, that's where I think that we've really started to build consensus, because if you've just been accused of something and there's no burden that has been met, the notion that you could have your whole life taken from you through the bail system just because you can't afford to pay your way out is really a remarkable and a sad thing that we need to change.
Well, again, you know, I agree in some aspect, and we can go back and forth on this all the time, and you know, we discussed on one of our podcasts, we talked about promise, and, you know, we'd love to get Jay-Z to talk about, you know, bail reform and what he's thinking and what about what goes on with promise, because, you know, as we discuss, and, you know, Alex, obviously also being on the other side for a long time, you've argued bail, and you've argued high bail, you've argued remand, you've argued, you know, surety hearings. We can go back and forth on everything. So, again, you know, I agree that there's got to be some change.
Well, the system is set up to disadvantage certain groups.
Right. The indigent have a problem getting out of jail.
Yes.
We know that.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
I agree they should. There should be some system. I mean, listen, I talked about ankle bracelets, that maybe there shouldn't be, you know, a low-level bails. Let them go on ankle bracelets. We set up a fund where maybe Promise sets up the fund where Promise pays for an ankle bracelet. We put 500 people on ankle bracelets throughout the city. And we're saving how much money for someone that's incarcerated? What would we talk about, Danny? About $190,000 a year, Alex, maybe,
yeah,
to house an inmate over at Rikers Island? And Rikers Island, as we know, is no Ritz.
Yeah, and you're coming out with psychological damage, physical damage. Most of you're not even counting. Forget about the money that it costs
of
taxpayers.
Course.
There's no argument that works in that way. And there's a story, your buddy Trent Tucker. I know you've done work with him, charity work, but in 1999, he was an investor in Mario Gabelli's fund. And you may not know that name, but back in 1999, he used Trent Tucker, he used his aerobics instructor, and he used his secretary, and he set up three different shell companies to buy wireless spectrum from the U.S. government. And the reason he did that is because if you're a woman or a minority, you got special treatment and got a discount on the wireless spectrum. And to make the story short, what he did was he spent something like $12.7 million to get all of these licenses or something like that. And he turned around Gabelli and he flipped these licenses for over $200 million within a year. And there was a law clerk who was processing documents and he recognized this is a sham. How was Mario Gabelli able to set up this wireless spectrum sale and purchase and so forth? And so government filed a lawsuit against Gabelli, accused him of fraud, basically. Trent Tucker had no idea what was going on. He was, you know, his name was used basically. And what happens in the end? In 2006, I think they settle for $130 million. When I say they, just Gabelli, doesn't go to jail, pays 130, made 206. he's still banked $76 million. Do you think that's going to happen to anybody else, you know, anyone else that doesn't have the means right. or so forth? It's crazy. So Trent Tucker did nothing wrong. He was very innocent in the process. That was proven. But the point is that the system is just set up a certain way, and Alex knows it. And, you know, guys like Alex are great because they're a proponent for change and stuff like that. Still goes on, right, Alex? I mean, it's
right. And when we talk about other states and that you know, the notion that just because somebody might need to be held in without bail doesn't really prove the point that the way the system works is proper in any state. And what the Supreme Court has said and what would have to be done to make anyone held in on bail constitutional is that an individualized assessment would have to be done that included what financial condition they were in and included that individualized assessment and use the least restrictive means possible before we hold somebody's body and keep them incarcerated. And that's what's demanded. And if we can't do that, then we can't hold them in.
Charles, let's talk about the big three and your current team, which I know is 1 and 2. I looked it up. I'll be honest with you. I don't track it that closely. And if you weren't going to be on, I probably wouldn't have looked. I'm just being honest. But it looks kind of fun. I haven't been to a game yet. And I know you guys tour around. But what are your team's prospect and any chance that you become the 7th player on the roster? Because it looks like these guys might need you.
No, I played one game last year. No, the big three is something real big. You know, got to give Jeff Ice Cube really a lot of credit for coming up with the idea and giving guys who played in the league, you know, a chance to, you know, revisit themselves and a chance to better themselves and family and financial. I think that they're doing a good job. Last year, Trinity won it. And this year, they 0-3. So the competition, it got better. It's like everything else, especially like football. You know, everybody adjusts to the better team, and the team added a lot of players this year. Like, we got like 18 new players this year, and people really like it. They're coming out and support us. Every city we go to, we're in Detroit this week. And so it's really, you know, the guys really come to play, and they really like it. So the fans coming out and cheering, so that's another blessing.
Is there any room for a white 5'10"? Bail bondsman that could shoot the three?
Maybe in jail, but not in the big three.
I know how important defense is. There's no defense
there. It's a fast-paced game. It's 14 seconds on every shot clock. First half, 25, second half. So the first team get 25 the first half, and the first team get the 50 the second half. But the pace is really fast. I mean, like some guys, like new guys this year playing, they thought it would just be like a cakewalk. No, it's like your heart rate really get up because you're running, you're not stopping, and you don't have help on defense. So to hold you accountable, you got to, you know, keep the guy in front of you. If not, you'll get embarrassed.
Hey, Charles, are you still involved with the car wash in Yonkers?
I'm still in the car wash in Yonkers.
All right, well, you owe me $69.95 because the last time I went there, you ruined the outside of my hood. So
really?
I will send you. Yeah, I'll send you a bill.
I'm telling you, we got more cameras in the White House, but we will go back and look at the cameras and see what we do.
Good answer.
I got to tell you, Charles, it's a great car wash.
And by the way, Alex already sat up and already claimed that didn't happen before you even finished that, Ira. I just want you to know it came to Charles' defense.
No, we damage it, we will pay.
Okay,
you
know, that's fair.
If you can show us that.
I'll show you the damage.
We'll go back to the date. We got your tag number. We'll go back to the second that you went through the tunnel. We got so many cameras. So we can tell you exactly how long you was in the tunnel. And if we could have did it, you know, if you said you was in the tunnel 10 minutes and our tunnel was 5 minutes, you might have got done in another car wash.
I paid for the super wash, Charles. The super wash.
We have insurance. That's one thing about it. We have
all right.
Insurance.
I just want to make sure because I paid for the super wash, okay? I brought my wife's car over there for the super wash, and it came out, and, you know, I wasn't so thrilled. But, they did make it right afterwards.
Take a picture, send it in, and we'll look at it, and we'll go back to the day and time your license plate pop up.
This is the first time I've ever seen Spiro quiet. I swear to God.
Well, he's nervous.
He is. You
nervous.
Can see him.
He's
I don't like these accusations about Charles's car wash. Car washes.
Look at him. He's looking to come after me right after your car wash. This is a guy that really goes and protects all his clients. You can see it.
Hey, wait. Alex, I got a question. I know Charles won't talk about anything to do with the Knicks, but I just want to – anything to do with his current situation with the Knicks. But I just want to say that, Charles, are you aware that MSG, the company, announced they're going to spin out the Knicks and Rangers from the live entertainment company? I just want to make sure you understand the valuation that is potential.
I saw it in the paper about 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, it's been signaled the last 2 years. Like every 5 or 5 months, they'll put out an article or something about selling the team or, you know, team trying to diverse or do something else. But Yeah, they you know, everybody up on them. They're doing a new stadium in Vegas and trying to do it around the world. So we'll see what happens.
Well,
they're doing a lot of different stuff.
Well, the Knicks are being valued at $3.7 billion. And all I can think of is that maybe if there's a lawsuit pending, they would want to settle. It's a pretty big cash cow there. So, Alex, I'm not one to give legal advice, but I would go after them pretty hard considering they're trying to get this deal done. They don't need that type of PR around them.
Yeah, we're big Knicks fans, and we really appreciate your and Ira's legal advice. It's very helpful. It's good. It's going right in my notes.
We're Knicks fans, too.
Yeah,
I haven't been brutal. I can't watch a game anymore, but I'm a big Knicks fan.
We'd like to have you to Brooklyn for the Nets as well. The Nets are great. Charles and I.
I was in Vegas. I watched the kid Knox a little.
Knox is sick.
Knox looks like the right pick.
Yeah, Knox is
like
great.
He looks like he'll be addition. I mean, they need a marquee guy. But they need someone who can make a
Kyrie, you know, Charles. Kyrie and bring Jimmy Butler. Yeah. And then we go. We make it happen.
I'll listen to Charles first. Sorry, go ahead, Charles. Who would be the ideal?
Be an upgrade, but can they be filling in? I don't know. Like, they need to get them. Then we talk about it. Right now, they don't have them. So when they get, like I said, everybody can talk about who's going here, going to get there. Then we talk about it. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yep.
Prior to signing with the Lakers, did LeBron even consider coming to the Knicks? Was that ever even a possibility, as far as you know?
Well, I know no.
Okay.
I talked to LeBron.
Would you come to the Knicks if you were LeBron?
A lot.
What was that, Charles? Sorry.
I said we stayed in touch with one another a lot during the course of the year, but now,
it's pretty cool that Magic Johnson.
I mean, they always, but he didn't come the first time when Phil was there. No, he ain't coming now.
All right. That sounds fair. Then we'll just stay with the 23-60 team. I'm good.
So, Charles, I can't thank you enough for coming on with us.
Hey,
today.
Charles, is there anything else you want to come on and talk about? Anything you want to. You know, are you doing anything more with charity? Anything that you want to speak about
I'm
right here?
I'm doing a lot of charity. I'm starting my foundation next month. I'm working right now with who am I? I'm Human But Not Hungry Foundation. So all we do is every city we go to the big three. Basically, we go to the inner city, to the shelter and stuff. I cook for like 300 or 400 people. So we're doing it in Detroit. We did it in Oakland. We did it in Skid Row. We're gonna do it in Atlanta, in Miami, New York. So we just go to the community, try to find the people we can feed for that day, and hopefully we do it again around the holiday time. So it's a lot of people need help out here. Just need someone to, reach out for us to start helping.
Charles, what's your best dish?
My best dish is me doing all the cooking. but no, I consider my best dish probably a sea bass with some pineapple, with some rosemary potatoes, with some kale.
That sounds good.
Well, not serving that on Rikers.
By the way, I saw a video of you the other day, and you're in the best shape you've been in. I mean, that I've ever seen you in. Is it the eating, or are you working out hard, or what are you doing?
Working out just 1 hour, 4 days a week. Well, I was in the car accident, so I'm basically just doing cardio now. Can't even do no weights, but basically just know what to eat. I'm a cook, so I understand. But I like my fried stuff. Just can't eat it late at night. When you go to the gym, my hour, I do 40 minutes of cardio, maybe 20 minutes of just circle workout and stretching. That's all you need to get over. So a lot of guys be saying, well, wow, I eat anything you eat. I mean, I eat dessert 4 nights a week, but my body never been out of shape, so that might be a good thing, too. I never let myself go. Now I had to work so hard to get it back right. So they say, when you get in, what you put in and what you get out. So I got a lot of gas in my tank, so I'm ready to ride.
Charles, do you have a relationship with Coach Fitzdale?
No. I think he's a hard-working guy. Met him before. I know he's going to try to do his best. I think he's the guy who's going to bring back fundamentals. You're going to see a difference for us. Less turnovers, guys, more focused, design stuff on the floor. You'll see that from him, and that's what that's what a new coach needs to come in and do, show he can make a difference and guys on the same page and, hold him. He got to hold the guys accountable, so I think he's going to do that. So it's up to the guys going to fight against the coach. I know everybody said, well, Phil Jackson won the triangle, but my thing is, the triangle, it eats the offense to learn. It's just these guys are different these days. They don't want to do something, when a mule dead, you can't whip him to wake him up, so. Hope these guys just pay attention to the coach because they don't know. They've never been there. They haven't done nothing. And you got to start somewhere. Somebody got to set the ground, set the fireworks. So hope Tisdale can come in and show that, hey, I'm a leader. I can get these guys to play 90 and 99. That's the key, too. So just come in and play. These guys, lead your egos at home. Lead your attitudes at home. They need a good leader, too.
How many games will the Knicks win this year?
I said between 35 and 40.
Maybe even smoking a little cannabis, Charles. That's not going to happen.
They went from they improved two or three games, I guess, the last few years, like 31, 32, 33. So, I mean, 40, 41 would be a bad year.
Charles, I love you, but it's not happening.
Well, maybe that'll get him more in the settlement by saying
they might.
Yeah, it's possible.
They might. I mean, East is so weak. I think the Big Three can come in the East. We can put a team together in the Big Three and finish fifth in the East.
I think so.
How do I watch the Big Three? Is it on? Is it on television?
It's on Fox every Friday. We play on Sundays or during the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, late night. I don't know, but it's live every Friday on Fox.
Okay.
All right, great.
You know, it's four games. Each game's about 40, 45 minutes. And, you know, like I say, nice crowd. We're in Detroit this week. First game started at 6, and we go from there.
All right,
that's great. When are you going to be in New York for the games?
Well, the game in New York is the championship on the 24th of August.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent.
Last year was in Vegas. This year being in Brooklyn. We wanted to go to the Garden, but since we were thrown out, we just had to go across the street.
I don't even walk by the Garden anymore. I walk on the opposite side because of you.
Oh, you're going to wait. Cafe 31?
I go, yeah, there. Or oh, Brother Jimmy's.
All right, Charles. Well, thank you for coming on. And,
yes, thank you, Charles.
Good luck in Detroit this weekend.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Charles.
Have a good one.
Thanks, right. Charles.
Now we got my man back on in there, Mr. Spiro.
God, he's so intense. I can't even look at him.
What is your problem? I mean, really, what is your problem?
I actually think he just did push-ups.
I'm just making sure we stay on topic, and you know, Charles has enjoyed himself, and everybody's happy.
I think Charles enjoyed himself.
I think he
too.
Enjoyed himself.
Good. Okay. I think so too. He got right. And it's his cooking is no joke.
Well, Alex, Alex, thanks for coming on today. You know, you bring something to the show that is critical as far as what we're trying to talk about in terms of bail reform. And obviously, you have a very long client list, and really appreciate you getting us access to Charles Oakley there. So that'll wrap it up for this episode of Bail Street, and we will see you again soon. I'm Danny Moses.
I'm Ira Jettelson.
It's just 2 weeks out and we've got your gifts at Macy's One Day Sale. With over 25,000 deals of the day in-store and online, like PJs for the whole fam, now $4.99 to $19.99. Have a jet setter on your gift list? Samsonite luggage is 60 to 65% off. How about a home chef? Give a KitchenAid Classic Stand Mixer for just $189.99. Tuesday and Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money. Ask your store associate or visit Macy's.com/Star Money for details.
Introducing the amazing iPhone XS you'll love on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. It's the perfect way to stay connected to those you heart most. Fall in love with iPhone XS on T-Mobile. And right now, trade in an eligible iPhone and you'll save $300. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE.
If you cancel service, remaining balance is due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. $279.99 down plus 30 per month times 24. Full price $999.99. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers plus tax on full price. Allow 8 weeks for rebate.